This recording, Australia 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and much more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up a kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Com, ah, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up on a farm in country Victoria, and lived there until I was 11, and then I went to boarding school in Geelong. I suppose one of the things that I can see about my childhood, if you're talking about the influences on me and my speaking voice, is that my mother was not a farm person. She wasn't from the country, and she grew up in Adelaide. And she was always very particular. But my father, who was a country person, had such an ability to adjust. So he would, here's an example, he would spend the day with the stock and station agent, come to check some rams or some sheep or something for sale. And he'd come in at lunchtime and tell my mother, "Oh, well, they're coming next Tuesday and they're collecting them." And my mother would be furious. How could he say this? "It's Tuesday, John." And he always maintained that you speak and you keep pace with the people you're with, and you fit in with them. But she was always very particular, so I remember that. But she had a very good speaking voice, so I suppose that's had some influence.